What's up, guys? I'm Andre Daly. I'm here with a few apps that are also free that you can help your kids with and use in your classroom setting. The first one is Vocabulary City. This is an app that pretty much allows your kids to master sight words and something you can use regularly or just, you know, kind of help them remember those words so that they can become a part of their knowledge. The second app is Reading Rainbow. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the actual TV segment, but Reading Rainbow encourages kids to read through an assortment of books and video clips. So while they're being visually stimulated, it allows them to practice their reading. So really cool. And after so many books, they allow you to purchase more. But the app is free to begin with. And the next app is actually going to be called iPrompt. And it's pretty much a teleprompter app. And it has features such as smooth scrolling, fast script download. So as far as Reader Theater, you can take those scripts and you can actually download them and practice those scripts in a scrolling manner. You also have iPrompt Kit, and you can go to iPrompt.com for further details on that one. I have one more app for you guys. The name of it is Inference Ace, reading comprehension skills and practice. And what this app does is it allows those kids who have trouble with reading books and things of that nature to actually help them understand, because sometimes you read, or even not only children but adults, we read and we don't quite understand or comprehend what we've read after we've read it. So this allows them to I guess better understand what they've read after they read it or comprehend it. So not just read it and it goes in and comes out, but pretty much read it and have a full, complete, rich understanding of what they read for many different purposes. And those are a few apps that you can use. And again, those apps are free and you can download them on the Apple App Store. That's all of the apps I have for you. I'm Andre Daly. You can follow us on Twitter at the RT Room. See you later.